in referring to animals like, you know, hens and geese and guineas, that sort of thing.
Fowl.
Call them fowl collectively. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, talking about fowl, what about a hen that's on a nest of eggs? You call that a?
She's a setting hen.
Setting hen. Yeah. And talking about hens, this thing that farmers use to send their hens and market in, you would call that a?
That's a crate.
A crate. You ever heard it called anything besides that? A little chicken?
Maybe a chicken box, I don't know.
Well, what about, would you have a shelter outside back where the,
that's the chicken coop.
Chicken coop. Have you ever heard that word coop used in referring to what I was describing, a little, what you called a box?
A box?
Or a crate?
I don't think so. I've never heard of it.
Yeah. We're talking about chickens, you know, when you fry chicken, especially, there's usually one piece that the children like to get a hold of, you know, so they can...
Wishbone.
Yeah, wishbone. Heard that called anything?
Pulley bone.
Pulley bone, yeah. What is the story behind that?
You're supposed to make a wish, both of you make a wish, and you pull, and the person who gets the big piece, I think his wish comes true. Well, I may have it backward, I don't know. It's been a long time since we've done this.
Yeah.
But I think it's the big piece, that one's wish comes true.
I see. You don't have to recall whether there were any particular names for the long piece and the short piece.
Not that I know
of. Well, talking about meats, I'm interested in different cuts of meats, names for stuff like that. Have you ever heard any general or comprehensive term used in referring to the inside parts of a hog that you could eat, you know, that you might not normally eat, like the heart, the gizzard?
The lines?
Call that the lines?
Maybe so.
The line, you've heard that used as kind of a comprehensive term, like I'm talking
so,
about?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people refer to, say, the liver and lights?
Yeah.
I see. What about the word haslet? Have you ever
never heard that?
Okay. Or say, when you slaughter a hog, I don't know what they do nowadays, but you could take the intestines, you know, clean them out, use them for casings.
For sausage. Stuff.
Yeah.
Still do.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of people taking those intestines, you know, and just cooking them?
Mm-hmm. The chitlins.
All that shit.
The smell. No.
Yeah.
No. You have to boil them before you fry them. And the best thing to do is to get your wash pot and go out somewhere where you don't, as far away from your house as possible, and start boiling.
That's right. That's a delightful aroma, isn't it?
I've never smelled it.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
It'd drive you straight out of the house.
My grandparents never cooked chitlins, and my mother never would let my father. My father never particularly cared to.
Yeah.
And one of us would ask about it, and Daddy would make some sort of half-hearted effort. Well, maybe we'll do it sometime. Mama would say, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had that stuff before. It's a good idea to, you know, like you said, as far removed as possible, because if you think about the odor and what you're eating, that doesn't help at all. What about, say, on a farm, if you heard your animals begin to carry on, say, your horses and your cows, they're getting hungry, you might say, well, you know, it's so late, it's right
It's
back.
Feeding time.
So, yeah. You've had experience on a farm, this should be no problem. But